Hey, 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 welcome back. This is Learning and Living. I am Love Natalie. You can find me on all my social media platforms under the same name. That's Love Natalie, except Facebook. All right, so let's get into it. Today's topic, we are really just going, well, I say we, my partner's not here. I am really just going to touch base on something that I'm working on, and then I'm going to ask you guys a question about it, okay? All right, so if you are not following me on IG, again, you can find me under Love Natalie, Love underscore Natalie, actually, and you can click the link in my bio to get to my YouTube channel, or just go to YouTube and find Love Natalie. Basically, I do a being single series on my channel, and each series comes with three separate videos. So the first series of being single, I talked about what it was like to be a single Black female. And the second series, this topic was suggested to me, and the suggestion was to talk about the dating world, being a single Black female. So I have already released the first episode of this being single series where I talk about dating, and it's I don't know. I thought it was funny. You guys should go check it out and see what you think about the lies we tell. And the second one, I'm working on that one. It's pretty much done. It's just something I want to add to it before I release it. Y'all, this one is really going to be like a, I know she didn't go through that type of situation. I didn't think so at the time. No, at the time I thought it was crazy, but then when I told somebody what happened, it wasn't that crazy to them. But then when I started talking about doing this particular episode in this series, I received more, I know you didn't, no way that really happened, oh yeah, we need to hear the whole story. So I'm really excited about this one, because I think I don't know, maybe not a lot of people have gone through this one. And so then the last release for this series, you guys, I've been on lots of dates. I've been in the dating world for quite some time. So I have quite a few experiences to pull from. I'm just not sure which one I think my audience would gravitate to. And so this one I'm thinking about, I reached out to my best friend, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm having a little concern about, you know, which one I want to do for the final cut. And my best friend was like, oh no, you definitely need to do this one, the one I'm about to tell you about. So basically, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Basically, what happened is I got in a physical altercation. All right. And I'm laughing now, but it was definitely not a laughing matter at the time. And I'm not sure if I want to tell this story from my point of view or actually interview the person I was dating, the person that is involved in this altercation. This isn't someone I'm afraid of, you know, they're not afraid of me necessarily. I should say they're not afraid of me, but they might be afraid of something they think I might do because of said altercation, right? Okay, so my thought process is, if I tell this story, I don't want it to be just my point of view, because I feel like the story has already been told. We hear about it. I'm specifically not giving you all the details, but we hear about it quite often, unfortunately. It's not unfortunate that we hear about it. It's unfortunate that it happens. And so I don't want to tell it from my spotlight. Like, I literally want to do basically an interview with him and get in his head and try to hear, you know, what was going on with him in the moment at that time where he was making the wrong decision, right? Like, I'm going to tell, you know, what was going on in my mind when I made the wrong decision to date him and when I made the wrong decision to stay with him the first time it happened and when I made the right decision to leave him the next time it happened. I'm not sure, though, if the way I'm thinking about this makes sense, because who interviews their aggressor, or I don't know, is predator the right word? I don't know if that's the right word, y'all. I'm not used to talking about this specific topic because it is so serious, but I think my friends and those around me are right. You know, this might be a story that needs to be told. So I don't know. Let me know, you guys. Do you think it should be an interview, or should it just be me telling y'all what happened? Like, if you've seen the first video, the first episode, then you get how I tell my stories. You understand my point of view. You understand the way that I do things. This one won't be on a funny tip, though. It'll be serious. So do you guys think I should do it that way? Or should I interview him? Or should I get some... Well, I can't get someone to pretend, like, you know, sit in the interview as if they were him, because if they haven't done this particular thing, then it's not going to make sense. None of that makes sense. Tell me what you guys think. How should I approach this? I'm trying not to get everything away. It's basically along the lines of, obviously, relationships. That's what we talk about here. That's what I talk about on my series. And an altercation. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. Do you guys think I should just give you the story from my point of view, or include him? Let me know. I look forward to hearing from y'all. I hope you have an amazing day, and thanks so much for listening.